Sports Day for Kia.
Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Welcome to Sports Day. Great to have your company. 92211882 is the number if you'd like to join us today on the program. Our caller of the night, a $50 voucher to the Bottle-O. You've got to love your local. You've got to love the Bottle-O. Footy is underway, and Paul Hazelby, 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, and already 26 goals have been kicked.
Yeah, 13-5-9-2 at half-time, Carl. That was good scoring by both sides. It is opening up a little bit. There's been a few times I've seen 50-metre penalties that should have been paid. They weren't, so still striving for consistency. But as I've said, Carl, all along, I think it will help the scoring and the ball movement of both teams.
Earlier tonight, it was Cairns too good for Sydney by 4, 96-92, and at the moment, Illawarra 92, Adelaide 83. But, of course, the hot topic for expert car air conditioning service you can rely on, you visit repcoservice.com, is the penalty that was handed down today by the AFL and the AFL's anti-doping tribunal. And joining us to discuss that and everything that's come out of it today is Craig Vozzo from the West Coast Eagles Footy Club. Craig, thanks for your time. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you, Carl?
Yeah, I'm going well. Hayes and I have been discussing the impacts that it's had on Willy Rioli. The length of time, I think, has been something that we've discussed for a long time now. But what we were unaware of was that he'd not only tested once, he'd tested twice to a prohibited method, the first at training on the 20th of August, and then a second time on the 5th of September in that match against Essendon. Subsequently, he was observed at that particular moment and was held back and eventually tested positive to a prohibited substance, namely cannabis, after a sample was collected by proper means that day. Were you aware that that had taken place? And if not, when did you actually find out?
Yes, we became aware through the legal process, Carl, as to what the charges were. And, you know, the earlier one, obviously related to the substitution as it was published today, and that had a fair bit to do, I think, with the chaperoning process through through that phase. Unfortunately, we're not able to, as clubs, have a chaperone through the urine phase when they do their testing. But that was the first one, and then the second one was the 5th of September, as you said.
Craig, do you think that they knew that his first sample obviously came back irregular? And are you disappointed that at that stage they didn't raise the alarm to the AFL and basically suspend Willy Rioli at that particular stage rather than allow him to go on with the process for a second time?
Well, first off, that's a possibility, Paul, I think. If that was the case, then there's probably another way that these things can be dealt with than what we've been through, obviously, with Willy. So, your point's a valid one if that was the case.
I think they let you down if that is the case. But what about your thoughts on the verdict, the 2 years? You've been around football for a long time. What are your personal thoughts?
Yeah, look, in the end, it's a long period of time, but given the facts and the system as they stand right now, it's a reasonably good result, we think, with the current system as it stands. But I'm a bit biased in the sense that I know Willy really well, and I know that what he was doing wasn't as a means of drug cheating, like a Bulgarian weightlifter, so to speak, at the Olympics. So I find, just at a personal level, it's difficult to rationalise the system as it stands for this type of offence and the fact that he's out for 2 years for what he's done. But that's the system we have at the moment.
Yeah, out for 2 years for pretty much smoking dope. That's what it reveals. Now, when it comes to what's happened today, now, there's no appeal rights. They've now expired, so that won't happen. But I'm interested in this particular paragraph, which was published by the AFL today. Now, further, the tribunal found that there was substantial delays in the hearing process or other aspects of doping control that were not attributed to Mr. Rioli. And on that basis, the period of eligibility should run from the date of the initial collection. where do you think that this can be tightened up? I mean, obviously they're referring to SIA, which is Sport Integrity Australia, which are a government department, which as part of their mantra is around education or educating athletes to keep our sports clean. And I know that your club has gone a long way to try and help with that process in educating your players. But even Trevor Nisbet, the CEO today, said that, well, we could have done more if we had have known.
Yeah, exactly. So there's two aspects to that. One, the process itself, in terms of the legalities and the system for dealing with these matters, yeah, that's something I think we need to look at as an industry, because the facts, whilst they're not simple facts, but they're facts that you can deal with and put arguments for and against in a lot shorter phase than 18 months, one would think, to get to a resolution a lot quicker than we have, and bearing in mind the athlete, him or herself. So there's that aspect. The education piece, completely agree with Trevor, and all clubs, you know, under the AFL system, it's currently education based around computer and surveys, and perhaps it's not the best form of learning for some of these guys that probably need a bit more attention to detail than going on to a survey-based type educational system, more one-on-one teaching, particularly with the drug-based stuff that all AFL athletes have to comply with. And that's where we moved towards. That was one of our learnings, and we're going to continue to do and try to get better at.
Has that been a change since I retired? Because I remember every year we'd have somebody from the AFL or from ASADA come around to the club, discuss, put it up there. And in the end, I did play for 11 seasons. You got sick of hearing it. But you're saying that policy has changed a bit.
Yeah, you're right, Hayes. I've probably sat through 6 to 8 of those as well. It changed about, I'm guessing, about 4 years ago to that the AFL don't come around and deliver that. So that would have been 2.5 hour session, probably two and a half hour session in the end. No, you do it now on a computer with the survey, and you know you got four answers, which is the correct answer to these type of facts. And with some of our guys, I think in the system, it's not the best form of learning because you can press the wrong answer and then go back. And I think they need more counsel. That's sort of what we've got out of it as well. And of course, you've got the guys that, like you just said, that would be quite bored because they know it quite well, they don't need to hear the same stuff every year. So perhaps the survey does work well, but then you've got other guys, either new into the system or you know not as sharp from a learning perspective, where it's a more of an education process so that they clearly understand what's going on.
Craig, I want Sport Integrity Australia to exist. I'm glad that the AFL have signed up to it because we don't want cheats in any sport. But it's an Australian government department. It is basically funded by taxpayers' money. And one of their main five platforms is safeguarding, sports wagering, anti-doping, match fixing and education. Shouldn't they be responsible? I mean, shouldn't they be coming around to every sporting organisation, professional sporting organisation, and educating people as they say they do?
Yeah, well, that's probably something that needs to be looked at as well, and it really gets back to their level of resourcing and capacity to do it. I know their mantra's been extended now, and hence the name change to make sure they got gaming involved and corruption in sport as well. So just not sure where they sit from a funding and resourcing perspective, but what you say makes sense, Carl, in terms of the educational piece, and the more the better in terms of upskilling people on what the rules are and making sure we get the highest level of understanding for compliance.
Craig, how worried were you at times with Willie's mental health, and how's his health now and also his fitness to come back and play AFL later this year?
Yeah, look, we have been worried all along and continue to be so. I mean, it's been a very heavy burden on Willie. He's been very, very frustrated through the process. You know, his position was, I've done the wrong thing. I know I've done the wrong thing, but, you know, this is torture type thing. And, you know, I deserve some forgiveness and to move forward. So it's been hard, but he's found work and he's kept busy. And, of course, they had the birth of their second child through the process as well, he and Lucy. So that's been a really positive thing. So between the family, some work. He's managed to get through this to this point in time. And I guess now that he's got an end date in mind, being June 20, where he can come back with us, that'll spur him on for that extra couple of months. From an AFL fitness perspective, look, he looks good. We've had obviously several visits up there. We're sending someone up there next week as well. He looks pretty good from a physical perspective, but it's not obviously AFL fit. So I guess that period from June 20 through to August 20, at least it's in line with what a modern pre-season perhaps looks like as well. So that, you know, we're hopeful if he's in the right frame of mind that we can get him to the point where he's AFL fit by the end of the year, Paul.
Yeah, and one thing that has never been, I think, something that you take for granted at West Coast, doesn't matter what your name is, doesn't mean you're a walk-up start, does it? You have to earn your spot. So he's got to come back, do the work, and earn his spot.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a bit of work to do still, you know, with teammates and relationships, and that'll take a little bit of time as well. But we're all there to support him, so look forward to that piece as well.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Take care.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.